All right, team, listen up. We're diving straight into the data on AI-generated running training plans. They've surged in popularity, with 54% of you now following structured programs and a quarter of you relying fully on AI. Let's break this down like we're reviewing race day splits. The reality is, while users report high satisfaction, these platforms deliver convenient, affordable structure. But fundamentally, they lack the ability to interpret your body's real-time signals or adapt to life's unpredictability. The core thesis here is clear. Algorithms excel at scheduling and organization, but they cannot replace the nuanced judgment, accountability, and adaptive coaching that humans provide. Let's look at the facts. Research and expert analysis reveal significant gaps in AI coaching. Even when provided with detailed user inputs, AI-generated plans receive only neutral ratings from coaching experts. They consistently fall short on optimal health screening, logical progression, and contextual monitoring. And here's where it gets critical for your physiology. Approximately two-thirds of elite runners experience overtraining syndrome at some point in their careers. Yet, AI platforms continue pushing predetermined workouts regardless of your actual recovery status. External stressors heavily impact your performance. Poor sleep alone can reduce muscle gains by 30 to 60% and significantly lower testosterone levels. You need a coach who sees that, not an algorithm. Furthermore, these systems exhibit a dangerous positive bias. They act as people pleasers. They will generate an unrealistic plan, like a sub-3-hour marathon schedule for a complete beginner, simply because it matches your requested goal, completely ignoring your physiological readiness. The primary weakness of AI running plans is their inability to listen to your body or navigate real-world complications. These programs operate on cookie-cutter templates with only superficial personalization. They cannot detect early warning signs of overtraining. I'm talking about a rising resting heart rate, persistent fatigue, muscle heaviness, or nagging joint pain. When life disrupts your schedule, due to illness, travel, work deadlines, or poor sleep, AI systems offer inadequate solutions. They'll either tell you to restart the entire plan or jump back in exactly where you left off, completely ignoring whether your body has retained the necessary fitness. They also lack the emotional intelligence to provide motivation, create accountability, or adjust race day strategies for unexpected conditions like humidity, headwinds, or nutrition failures. Just like we carefully dial in swim mechanics, cycling power, and running cadence, you have to trust your actual race day execution over a rigid algorithm. So when does AI actually work? And when does it fail? AI training plans are most effective for specific demographics. They serve as excellent entry points for newer runners who need basic structure and lack access to professional coaching. They also work well for self-managed, experienced runners who maintain predictable schedules, have stable life circumstances, and possess a clean injury history. In these scenarios, AI efficiently handles administrative tasks, periodization, and pace tracking. It's a solid tool for the basics. Conversely, AI-only training becomes highly problematic for others. Ultrarunners require specialized terrain, climate, and fueling strategies that algorithms simply cannot replicate. Beginners often lack the awareness to provide accurate input data, which leads to poorly designed programs. Highly ambitious athletes seeking marginal gains, or anyone dealing with recurring injuries, unpredictable work and family demands, or a need for emotional support, will struggle with AI's rigid framework. To use AI safely and effectively, you must recognize the warning signs that a plan is failing you. Watch for these red flags: aggressive weekly mileage or intensity increases, unpredictable daily workout changes, scheduling multiple hard efforts in a single week, or progression that ramps up too quickly. Like jumping from walking to 20 minutes of continuous running within a couple of weeks. That's a recipe for injury. If you find yourself unable to skip a workout despite exhaustion, or if you're experiencing recurring pain, the algorithm is not working for you. The optimal approach is a hybrid model. Let AI handle the heavy lifting of schedule organization, data tracking, and baseline periodization. But simultaneously, rely on human coaching or highly informed self-awareness to manage adaptation, interpret fatigue, adjust for stress, and provide psychological motivation. Remember, garbage input yields garbage output. The quality of an AI plan depends entirely on how accurately you report your fitness, injury history, and time availability. Ultimately, the best training plan is not the most advanced algorithm. It's the one that keeps you healthy, adaptable, and ready to cross the finish line. Stay sharp, listen to your body, and let's get to work.